I'll never forget that morning in Lima, Peru. I was having breakfast with my wife. I like to eat soft-boiled eggs when I travel to nice hotels for some reason. Actually, I know the reason, but that's for another day. So I was eating my soft-boiled eggs, and I had a keynote to deliver at an HR conference on my new book, The Arco Effect. It's a book that explains a coaching technique I created and currently use. The feeling I had was that I finally achieved my life's goal. I was having breakfast with the most important person in my life. Oops, the kids are important too. But I was relaxed. I was not stressed about the fact that I was about to deliver a keynote to 1,000 people that very same morning. It sounds amazing, right? Well, what you don't know is that this didn't happen. At least it hasn't happened yet. Today, I want to talk about goal setting and how we can make them more powerful by visualizing experiences. My life's goal is about being free and serving others. In my scenario, I was free because I wasn't worried about what I was going to say. I knew my content inside and out. I was free because opportunities were coming to me rather than me hunting them down. I was free because I was getting to choose the work I did and with whom I did it. So, how did I come up with this experience I just shared about having breakfast and doing a keynote in Lima, Peru? I was being coached recently on my goal of writing a book, and my coach was asking me about what it would be like to achieve this goal. He did an amazing job at pushing me to visualize and feel that I have achieved my goal. He asked, "What does my definition of freedom mean? What does it look like and sound like?" That's when this experience of having breakfast with my wife became very vivid and very real. Most of us use SMART goals. SMART goals are good. We need measurable goals. We need to attach numbers to our goals. The way the brain works is that when you set a measurable goal, it consciously and subconsciously will be thinking about ways on how to close that gap. Ever notice you might be driving or taking a shower and ideas just come to you? Well, that's because you set yourself a measurable goal and the brain is working at trying to close that gap. It doesn't like to leave things open. But what we often forget is that the brain loves vivid experiences. My college roommate, Chad, played for our golf team in college. I remember he'd be in the room lying in his bed with his eyes closed, and he was awake. It turns out Chad had a golf match that next day, and he was visualizing every shot of every hole that he was going to take. What Chad knew way back then, and most athletes know, is that the brain, it really doesn't know the difference between thoughts and reality. I'm always amazed when athletes, under pressure, they hit that free throw, or they make that putt, or they hit the single to win the game. And it's not only because they've practiced this for hours, but they have also visualized being in just that spot thousands of times. So back to SMART. When I teach workshops on goal setting, I ask people to bring in their current goals. I ask them if they are motivated or excited about achieving those goals. It is so rare when someone says, "Yes, I'm excited about my goals." For me, my goal is to write my book by the end of this year. Is it a SMART goal? Yeah, for the most part, it is. Is it motivating? Nope. It stresses me out, actually. So the key to achieving goals is making them experiences, to attach life events to them, to visualize moments that you'll never forget because you have achieved your goal. We need to feel the goal and make them as vivid and real as possible. For me, it was the experience of being in an interesting place and eating a food that has deep meaning with the one I love. But what about you? What experience do you want to have? When you achieve your goal, who will you be with? What will you be doing? And what will that feel like? Please let me know. reach out to me if you'd like to talk about your professional or personal goals, or reach out to me if you're in Lima, Peru, and would like me to deliver a keynote. Make sure you have the soft-boiled eggs ready. Back to you.